My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Picks, what a treat for you, the listener. What a reward, as this is early for Picks.
At a special time. It's a very special edition of Picks. Yes.
Are you still ahead?
I think I'm a half game ahead. You got a push somewhere.
Yeah, Seattle.
So I think I'm 3-3, and you might be 2-3-1.
Sounds right, because yeah. I had the Ravens in the opener. Lost that one. Yeah. You won that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is right. The account that takes care of this for us did tweet at us earlier in the week, and those were the standings. 3-3, 2-3-1. So, yeah, I'm a half game up, which means I'm running away with it already, and I also get to go first. So.
I get to go second, meant to say.
That
advantage me.
I'm sorry, did it come out wrong? That's what I meant.
A retaunt.
You get to go. You're behind me. You get to go after.
I have the advantage.
Me.
This is why you defer. I have the advantage of knowing who you picked. Thank you.
But can you double dip?
Did the Bills defer?
Yes, they did. They won the toss and deferred.
Worked again.
Yeah. Not that they would have told you that on the broadcast. The TV, anyway. The radio, I'm sure. Eric Wood had a little fun with me last night. I was complaining about the broadcast, and he tweeted it at me.
Just listen to us.
I'm sorry, he said. I'm sorry.
You tweeted about it, and he saw your tweet.
I said, this broadcast is a joke. And he tweeted, I'm sorry. And Owen, we went outside at halftime and sat on the porch for a few minutes, and Owen says, did you see Eric Wood? I'm like, oh, no.
Wow.
So, a little content on Monday with Eric when he joins us at 4 o'clock. Anyway, so I didn't have, look, I won my college game, and then I only won one of my Sunday, Monday NFL picks, the Jets losing to San Francisco. That's the only one I got right. Everything else, including the Bills not covering, they won by 6. I had them at -6.5, so I did not have a great week. But I did win my college pick, and I'm going back to the well with Ole Miss. And what's that dude's name? Jackson Dart. Right. They are laying 22.5 on the road at Wake Forest. Wake Forest even plays football? I mean, what are we even doing?
Very harsh scenes.
Demon Deacons? Is that are they? That's not.
That's right.
They need to change that, right? So they're still.
Was that offensive to somebody?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know. I don't mean to be crass.
It's a great name.
If it is, I think it is too. Anyway, so Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin, who I hate, just like I hate almost every college football coach, just their faces, the visors, the everything. Kirby Smart, like Kirby Smart looks like he's wearing one of those wigs with the visor that like Thurman Thomas would wear at a golf tournament for a joke.
You know
that's what Kirby's. These guys are the worst.
Thurman wore that thing in here the one year he and I did Friday mornings, and I thought it was really his hair.
Of course you did.
I just wasn't sure enough to make fun of it.
Because it looked like my hair. It had a visor, like a fake visor, and then a wig. Right, yeah. It looked like me. So I thought maybe I shouldn't just bring it up. I wasn't sure enough to bring it up. That was the Chompy era.
That was back in the day when we, the goat, right?
Chompy.
Yeah, the goat, yeah. We took turns, I think, on that Friday show.
Okay.
I think we alternate. We had a draft even for the weeks.
Oh, we had a Thurman show draft?
I think we did.
I know I got all the money.
It's so lucrative working with Thurman Thomas.
It was great.
Nothing better.
I'd do it again.
It's not a better gig. Anyway, Ole Miss minus 22.5 at Wake Forest. There, I mentioned the coach and the quarterback. That's all I got for you. I don't have anything other than Demon Deacons on Wake Forest.
They play a lot of zone.
Okay. Yeah, well, that'll play right into Jackson Dart's hands, let me tell you. You know what I found out about myself last Saturday, by the way? Sorry, I'm belaboring picks here, but I will sit through the quarter to 12. As it turned out last Saturday, we got done golfing. I got a little cleaned up, sat down. It's quarter to 12, and I'm like, oh, Saturday college show on ESPN.
Game day.
I got to get to game day. I want to see Lee Corso put the mascot head on. It's like the greatest recurring bit in sports television history for me. And it means so much to me that I will sit there for 15 minutes while an ever-growing panel of people, there's like 60 people on that panel now, and they're going through every game that's on, I think, the ESPN or ABC family of networks. I'm not sure if they're all just their games. But they're picking all the big games, and, you know, it's Nick Saban and Pat McAfee, and Michael Phelps was there last week. I mean, it's just like all these people. Oh, I like their defense against Louisville. I will sit there through that just to see Lee Corso put a giant animal head on his side. I'm here for it.
I get it. The signs are great.
The signs are great.
In the crowd.
I will, and Lee Corso, it's tough. Like he's still there. He has trouble sometimes getting the point out, but man, he reaches down to put that head on and it's just gold. It's the best.
He's 89, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I just love it so much. I hope he just I hope he can just keep going, because I just love it so much. Anyway, all right.
So 89, confirmed.
I got to make some room for you here. I don't know. I'll blow through my NFL.
I mean, I'm not staying late, but okay.
I guess we do have time. It's not like we've got a rush. All right, anyway. NFL picks. I think I said this with Joe O on Thursday during our pregame when he was with us. I really had a tough time with these games. The teams that you like, the spreads are pretty big, and I don't know, it's still so early in the season. Like, who are these people? I'm not really sure yet. Survivor, I ended up going with the Ravens. They're hosting the Raiders, so I will lay the 8.5. It's a big number. The Raiders are terrible. The Ravens did not have a good week one, but they're home, and I mean, come on. You beat the Raiders by 10, okay? Will you please? So
it's not even that impressive.
No, right? Baltimore minus 8.5 is pick one. I'm gonna lean on the Chiefs here. You see any of the footage of Burrow during the game?
Yes.
Shaking the hand constantly. I should say constantly, but just a few clips. He's on the bench, flexing it and working it. That ain't right. So that we talked about it, right? There's a higher, doesn't mean it has to happen, but there's a pretty high percentage of reoccurrence with that particular injury.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That he had, and he does not look real comfortable there to me, so not a good sign. They've had good success against KC. Their defense really has done a job on them, but I'll take Kansas City -5.5 at home against the Bengals. Another home pretty big favorite, Eagles hosting the Falcons. This is one of the games I'm talking about. Like, it's a pretty big spread. What are the Falcons? It was a horrible debut for Cousins in an Atlanta uniform, losing at home to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh? Cousins didn't seem like he could move at all. They're in the pistol all the time, and they were very predictable. Like, when they were in the pistol, they ran all the time. When they were in the other thing, they passed all the time. Just a terrible look. So I'll take Philly -6.5, hosting Atlanta. And I will go to the Texans. That's Sunday night, right? Texans,
yes,
hosting the Bears. That also is 6.5, at least when I looked.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Always feel free to correct me.
The only one that's different on mine is the Chiefs are 6, but, you know, if somewhere else it's 5.5, it's fine.
So there you have it. Texans, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, all big home favorites. And then on the road, I'll go with Lane Kiffin and his visor and his stupid face.
Okay, I am going to change one of mine from yours. I was going to take Houston, but I think this is maybe where I get into trouble. All those reactions to week one are kind of baked in, like the Bears being so bad, and people know that they won the game, but they also know how inept they were on offense. I thought it was kind of strange, Caleb Williams. There were guys open. It did not look like one of these debuts where just like jailbreaks and bad, you know, false starts and all kinds of just mental stuff or just being undermined up front. It just looked like he kept missing. So I was going to pick Houston, but I won't. Because I do kind of like the idea that people are just like sort of ready for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You were like all summer,
yeah,
like, slow down on Houston.
I don't love them. I just, like I said, I had a struggle looking at the schedule this week to find four games that I would want to put my name on.
Yeah. So I will drop Houston. I'll take the Bengals. Because likewise, everybody's sort of like miffed by the Bengals. They always start badly. It's 6, and everybody knows that. And their defense has been great against Kansas City. Like, no one better. So I'll take my chances there with the 6 points and Cincinnati. I will take Detroit.
Are we going to agree on what number are we? Because
I guess it doesn't matter. 5.5?
5.5 at FanDuel.
Yeah, same. That's fine. How about you take -5.5 and I'll take 6 because we'll both look better.
No problem.
We could both not lose this way.
That would be amazing.
This is a first in the history of picks.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
I will take Detroit -7.5 at home against Tampa. Let's do it again, Tampa. Not against Washington this time. And Detroit was not perfect in their opener, and they still got home. This is a playoff rematch. I like Detroit very comfortably in that game against the Buccaneers and Mayfield. Because I don't usually sort of feel favorites. I always am questioning, like, the Chiefs and the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that Detroit at home, Tampa travels week 2.
And they got some injuries too, Tampa. I saw they're down a few starters from week 1.
Okay. I'm saving my favorite one. I'm going to take Arizona -1 at home against the Rams. And injuries are the reason why. The Rams' entire offensive line is hurt to some degree. And, you know, the Cardinals lost here. They weren't bad offensively, even defensively, not terrible. I kind of want to hang on to the summer narratives on the Cardinals that there's a little bit of life there. And without Puka and all those linemen injured on the Rams already, it's pretty fragile. Like, Stafford is old, Kupp is old. It's kind of fragile with LA. So I'll take Arizona -1 against the Rams.
And Puka went to IR, right?
Puka went to IR.
Yeah.
McCaffrey might go to IR, they said today.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Carolina. Because who would? Plus 5.5 at home against the Chargers. Everybody saw how bad they were. The Chargers get a win. Harbaugh, Ostrowski, you know, I can't. Can you imagine Jim Harbaugh losing to the Panthers? I can. So Carolina plus 5.5. It's only 5.5. West to east. Not the best spot for the road team. Give me the Panthers there. And in college football, last week I won betting against Oregon, and they held on. They beat Boise State, but only by 3.
That's 2 weeks in a row. They did not cover a bigger spread in week one than week two, but still. Yeah, I remember when you made the pick, I'm like, yeah, they had to eke out a win with a – they were like a 24-point favorite in week one.
Against Idaho, right. Maybe. Right. So I feel like probably knowing nothing about any of these teams, the market has reacted appropriately. I will take Oregon in the Civil War. Against Oregon State, 16.5 is that number. I'll take the Ducks. Storm Duck. Should have gone to Oregon, Storm Duck. Maybe he wanted to with that name.
Well, bet if it, you know. In fact, I know this. I read his bio. He holds a grudge. They did not recruit him.
Interesting. Storm Duck, Dolphins defensive player. Might have noticed him last night. I'm looking now to see where he actually went to school.
What are you doing in Survivor?
North Carolina
this week?
And Louisville. I think I'm taking Detroit. I mentioned that to Joe. I'm just super confident there. And there are 4 or 5 games in that touchdown range. Mm-hmm. So there shouldn't be, the Ravens are the biggest favorite. There shouldn't be like a runaway pick. So I'll take the Lions. And we talked a little bit about maybe they're too good to use this early in the season. I tend to not really worry about that, but. Last week, I changed my mind 4 times. Yeah. I started with New Orleans and ended up on Seattle and would have been better off staying with New
Orleans. I had to put Baltimore in today because once we leave here, I'm going to East Aurora for the Borderland Festival. My wife is a stand inside the stables there selling jewelry that she makes. And I'm just going to be that is going to be my weekend. I mean, there's Wi-Fi, and I'll be sitting there, I'm sure, minding the store at times while she's out, you know, having a drink or visiting friends and watching bands. Probably take turns doing that. So I'll have time, but my mind is not going to be on this at all. I'm like, what do I need to have buttoned up here? Right? Let's just get everything together before I get out there. Because once I'm there at 7:30 tonight, all bets are off.
We'll be back after a break. Sean McDermott's comments from earlier coming up at the top of the hour, and then Paul Hamilton will take it away from Harbor Center following that with the Prospects Challenge on tap for tonight. Sabres play tonight, tomorrow night, and then Monday late afternoon. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues next on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.